1954 World Championship football game is on the air. Yes, it's time to enjoy life with Miller High Life, the beer that's acclaimed the national champion of quality as the Miller Brewing Company of Milwaukee and their coast-to-coast family of Miller High Life dealers and distributors bring you today's championship battle between the Detroit Lions and the Cleveland Browns. And this is Earl Gillespie speaking from Municipal Stadium here in Cleveland, Ohio, where this afternoon we're all set. One of the great and thrilling sports attractions of the year, the battle for the National Football League title. And for the fifth straight year, Coach Paul Brown leads in his Cleveland Browns. They won the title back in 1950. Since then, they are still trying to regain that championship. On the other hand, the third straight affair for the Detroit Lions in this championship struggle, and they are going after an unprecedented third straight championship in pro football. This game is being carried by over 500 mutual stations, Armed Forces Radio, Alaska, and into Hawaii. The temperature here in Cleveland this afternoon is 53 degrees. Overcast skies with broken clouds. We see some big patches of blue, and it's a very surprising day because just last Sunday, in the last game of the regulation season for these two teams, they battled it out in a snowstorm with a temperature down in the low 20s. Today it is 53 with the overcast skies. The wind will be a negligible factor this afternoon. It's out of the west at 5 miles per hour. And our radio booth is located on the south side of the playing field. We are on about the 40-yard line. The field runs east and west. And at this very moment, the Cleveland Browns starting lineup is being introduced. Just a few seconds ago, the defending world champions were introduced, Buddy Parker's Detroit Lions. We have the starting lineup, so quickly here they are for the Lions, visiting here at Municipal Stadium today. At left end, Darrell Brewster. At left tackle, Lou Groza. The left guard is Abe Griffin. The center is Frank Gatke. At right guard, Chuck Noll. The right tackle is Johnny Sandusky. And the right end, the veteran, Danny Lavelli. In the backfield, the fearless passer, Otto Graham at quarterback. At left half, rookie, Chet Hanulak. At fullback, Morris Bassett. And the right halfback is Billy Reynolds. For the Cleveland Browns, or rather, we just read you the Cleveland Browns starting lineup. For the Detroit Lions, it'll be at the end, Zorn Dibble and Leon Hart. At the tackles, Lou Kuechner and Charlie Unni. At guard, Tommy Sewell and Dick Stanfield. The center will be Andy Makita. In Detroit's backfield, Bobby Lane at quarterback. Duke Walker at left half. Lou Carpenter at right half. And Bill Bowman will be the starting fullback. The fans, it looks like action is about to get underway. And while we await that opening kickoff, here is a friendly word from your host. You know, fans, one of pro football's many outstanding stars is Tobin Rote, quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. A 5-year veteran, Rote has the right combination of the right ingredients to make an outstanding quarterback. A strong, accurate throwing arm, calm judgment, baffling deception, plus a determined will to win. And as a member of the Miller Brewing Company's Sports and Special Events Department, Tobin will tell you that Miller High Life also has the right combination of the right ingredients. The very choicest of hand-selected hops, the very finest of brewing facilities and brewing skill, an old-world formula that just can't be duplicated. All this, plus the determination to brew the very best in beer. No wonder Miller High Life is acclaimed the national champion of quality. Now, you fans can be a star quarterback in the refreshment league. Just call out your signals loud and clear for refreshing Miller High Life beer. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chris Schenkel speaking at Municipal Stadium as 40,000 football fans are about set to watch Lou Groza kick from left to right to the defending world champion Detroit Lions. The fellow that will bring you all the exciting action is ready to step in as we go to our right. Here again is Earl Gillespie.
The opening whistle. This championship game is underway. Joseph Foose, it's high and it's end over end. Christensen and Gerard, the deep men. It's Jack Christensen, number one, the five, cutting to his right now, to the 10, to the 15-yard line. Hit on the 15 and dropped down at about the 18-yard line by Chuck Noll of Dayton University. First and 10 now for the Detroit Lions. And Coach Buddy Parker will probably stick with that quartet which has raised such havoc in the National Football League this season. Bobby Lane at quarterback. Duke Walker at left half. Bill Bowman, a very fine rookie from William & Mary at fullback. And Luke Carpenter will be the right halfback. At the end, Zorn Dibble and possibly Jug Gerard. We'll check as they come out of the lineup. Gerard is at right end. Flank wide to the left now is Duke Walker. Lane looks over the Cleveland defense. First and 10 for the Detroit Lions. The spin, the fake, the handoff this time, and up the middle, going across to the 30, the 35, the 40, the 45, and down across the midfield, down to the 40, and finally pulled down from behind on the 33-yard line by Tommy James was Luke Carpenter. A great run that time. All right, Bill Bowman, the rookie from William & Mary, right up the middle on a trap play, and he found the daylight. And there is one of the sensational runs on the very first play from scrimmage out here in Cleveland, Ohio this afternoon. First and 10 for the Detroit Lions down on the Cleveland 33-yard line. Luke Walker flanked wide to the left, the right end. Jug Gerard is split about 10 yards. Bobby Lane pitches out this time. A fumble in the backfield recovered by Cleveland. And picking up the football now and running with the ball is Johnny Kiffin, the left tackle. But the whistle had blown. A pitch out that time from the quarterback Bobby Lane was fouled in the backfield. And it was the big left tackle of Coach Paul Brown, Cleveland Browns, Johnny Kissel of Boston College, who fell on that loose pigskin. First and 10, and there is a break for Cleveland. Now let's see the Browns can capitalize. One of the great players in the history of pro football, the very fine quarterback Otto Graham, says he is playing his last pro football game today. Out comes Cleveland, first and 10, on its own 37-yard line. Graham is the quarterback. Otto has his end split about 5 yards. Graham looking over the Detroit defense. Otto Graham is back to pass. He looks, he throws, it's deflected. Intercepted by Joe Smith on the 45, down to the 40-yard line. Joe Smith is falling down to about the 35. What a rousing start out here in Municipal Stadium today. A fumble, then a pass interception, and that was a great catch by Joe Smith. In his second year with Detroit from the University of Pittsburgh, as a pass was partially deflected on the line of scrimmage, and Schmidt reaching over his right shoulder grabbed the ball at about the 47 and rolled down to the Cleveland 35. First and 10 for the Lions. Straight deep formation to the backfield. Jug Gerard, the right end, set out about 10 yards. Lane fakes a handoff to Duke Walker. Back to pass. He throws a looper down here for Dorn Dibble. He dropped the ball down the 5-yard line. Incomplete. Dibble had a clear shot for a TD that time, down to the 5, off his right shoulder. Calling him out that time was the veteran Tommy James of Ohio State. What a year for the Ohio sports fans. The American League Center for the Cleveland Indians. The Big Ten title for the Buckeyes of Ohio State. And the Eastern Division Championship for Paul Brown Brown. Second down, 10 yards to go now for the Lions, who huddle back on the 45-yard line. That was a looping pass thrown by Bobby Lane. Lane, one of the great quarterbacks in the game from the University of Texas in his seventh year, 6'1", 195 pounds. Lane brings his team up to the line of scrimmage here on the 35-yard line. Second down, 10 yards to go. Flanked wide to the left is Duke Walker. Back to pass Lane. He's running wide. He throws a screen that is complete to Carpenter, but he is caught from behind. A very fine tackle by Johnny Kessel. That time it was Carpenter on a screen pass. He rolled down for 3 yards at 3rd and 7 as he moved down to the 32-yard line. And that was an ankle-high tackle by Johnny Kessel. It's Len Ford and Colin Massey at the end. Johnny Kessel and Don Colo at the tackles. Mike McCormick, the middleman on the 5-man line for the Cleveland Browns. Tommy Kaplan, Walt Michaels, the linebackers. Warren Lahr, Don Paul, Kenny Kahns, and Tom James rounding out the defensive backfield. Flank wide to the left is Walker on a 3rd down and 7. He's back to pass, or rather Bobby Lane back to pass, because he's going to run. He's out of the 30, and he is pulled down on the Cleveland 28-yard line. Glenn Ford on the bottom of the pile, getting up now. Helped out by Don Colo, the captain of Cleveland. 6'3", a 260-pounder. So now we have that big down coming up for Cleveland. And they send in a possible kicking unit down here on the Cleveland 28-yard line. It's going to be an attempted field goal. And trying will be Duke Walker. Bobby Lane holding on the 36-yard line. The ball is snapped. The boot is up in the air. This one is end over end. It is. What is it? We're waiting now for the signal. It is not good. It is not good. End over end, slightly off to the left. It is good. Finally, the signal from the officials. The kick is good, and that makes the score Detroit 3, the Cleveland Browns nothing.
Yes, fans, and all over America, the score is millions more in favor of Miller High Life, the beer that's cheered as the national champion of quality. And so the world champion Detroit Lions jump off to a 3-0 lead on a 36-yard field goal by the mighty Mustang, Dope Walker, 36 yards away as the ball exchanged hands twice. First, a fumble by Lou Carpenter after a tremendous run as it was recovered by John Kickle, and then a pass interception. Earl?
Jim Martin kicking off for the Detroit Lions. It comes down, and it's taken here on the 15-yard line by Billy Reynolds to the 20, the 25, the 30. He makes him the clear. He might go. He's to the 45, the 50, and they catch up to him, put him down on the Detroit 41. There was a sensational return of that kick out by Billy Reynolds in his second year from the University of Pittsburgh. And the Cleveland Browns going right back now. They have moved into Detroit territory down the 41-yard line. Well, it's 20 yards in from the far side of the playing field. Cleveland is moving to our right. Field runs east and west. Wind to the back. Otto Graham brings his team out of the huddle. First and 10. Down into Detroit 41. The flank wide to the right now. Is Doug Jones. Here is a fake. The handoff goes to the fullback Bassett. He gets up for about 2 yards. Down to the Detroit 38-yard line. Morris Bassett off his left guard was stopped by Laverne Torgas, the number 53 of Washington State. Incidentally, we mentioned the fact that Otto Graham is probably playing his last football game of his brilliant career. Also, the big middleman in Buddy Parker's line, Les Bigelman from the University of Illinois, is 300 plus. He goes about 350 pounds. Flank wide to the right, once again, is Doug Jones. Lavelli, the end, is split. Here's the fake. The handoff this time goes to the left halfback, Renfro. He tries right guard, goes down to about the 36-yard line, where it is a third down coming up. Now the shuttle system used by Paul Brown as he sends in a guard. Harold Bradley replacing Chuck Noll, going over the play for Otto Graham. It's third down. 7 yards to go. Cleveland's ball down to the Detroit 36, 37-yard line. Flank wide and left is Renfro. The right end, Lavelli, is split about 15 yards. Graham back to pass. He thinks he's being rushed. He might try to run now. He's caught. He gets away from a couple of men. Rolls out of the pocket. Back to pass. Throws down here, and it is complete or incomplete. I think it was dropped down in about the 22-yard line. An incomplete forward pass. He tried to hit Darryl Brewster, and Brewster was guarded that time by Bill Stitt, Carl Karlovich, and Jack Christensen. There was a flag on this last play, and there was some brilliant running in the backfield by Otto Graham as he was almost cornered for about a 15-yard loss. Threw the pass down and sent it for Darryl Brewster, his left end, and now the penalty is being marched off against the Cleveland Browns. Last Sunday, these two teams played a magnificent ball game under very adverse conditions. A 15-yard penalty has been called against the Cleveland Browns. Illegal use of hands is moving.